You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06, a Thursday morning, December 18th, 2025. 1 week to go until Christmas. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network on our penultimate show. It's one of my favorite words. Why do we need such a big fancy word to say second to the last? It's our penultimate show. And here we are before we wrap things up tomorrow and hope that you will join us for, you know, one more live edition from up here on Lake Wissota. By the way, another reminder, there will still be 2 more weeks worth of shows after this. They will be mostly best ofs, but to entice you, we've sprinkled in some fresh stuff as well along the way. Parker and I have been working on that as he produces things down in Madison Studio 2A. But first, I got a question for you. Why is President Grumpy screaming so loudly at the TV cameras? It's supposed to be a televised speech, you know, one of those speeches you can just deliver in a conversational tone of voice. And instead, he's screaming that you're not really feeling what it is that you're feeling. And by the way, it's Joe Biden's fault. Did I mention it's Joe Biden's fault? Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that. Why is Joe Biden still living rent-free in Joe Biden, in Donald Trump's head? This song seems to say it all. Kylie Minogue is going to sue me for using the song in this context, but honestly, let it go. And maybe personally, it's because he knows he can't say Barack Hussein Obama too many more times. Although, I mean, the jig is up. Everybody knows you're a crazy racist, but Joe Biden will be the proper substitute for saying, you know, those people, those Democrats and everybody else. The numbers don't lie as far as where we are in this country right now, and we'll talk more about that coming up this morning, as well as something that was once upon a time rare in Congress, something called a discharge petition to force a vote on things, and some moderate Republicans are now forcing Speaker Mike Johnson to hold a vote on resurrecting those tax credits that help make health insurance more affordable to more Americans. We'll talk about that today as well. Along the way, you can join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can also use the Civic Media app to call us or text us or leave us a voice note. We will be talking to Joe Zepecki here this morning. Of course, we'll talk about that self-fulfilling prophecy among Republicans that government doesn't work. Especially when we're in charge, Republicans say, because we're going to break everything and then tell you that government doesn't work. So we'll go over some of that. Sean O'Malley will be here to talk about your money and the markets and the economy and the numbers. And the numbers are not good. Not good right now. And we'll do a little bit more fact-checking of the president's quote-unquote economic address. We'll help connect the dots on your high property tax bills, because they are out and they are higher in many cases. And there is a new report out by a nonpartisan research group. The report needed more than 2,000 words to describe why this month's property tax bills are higher than the ones you got a year ago. They really only needed a handful of words to connect the dots. A Republican legislature passed the buck. Rather than contribute a fair share to local governments and the education of our children, GOP lawmakers once again are forcing municipalities and educators to look like the bad guys just to maintain a current level of services. We'll talk to Joe Zepecki about that coming up in a bit. Chad Holmes will be here from our Civic Media station in Wausau as well. Let's see, the Up North News Daily newsletter is out. Ellie Bordeaux, who was marking her birthday here yesterday with us, has put it together, and there's an article here about the Packers Fan of the Year, who uses Packers games to teach her class of first grade students. Also, a story on how chatbots, AI chatbots, are spreading misinformation about abortion to Wisconsin residents, and some lawmakers want to fight back. So all that and more in our newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. All right, let's scoot down to Madison now, Studio A2, where Parker Olson is now standing by. I'm forgetting how these buttons work over here. I'm already starting to forget the buttons that I won't be needing anymore after this week. Now I'm just pressing things willy-nilly.
I got worried for a second there. You made me the full screen. I was like, oh, God, is he going to tell me something? Like, do we need a close-up for my reaction?
You take it from here. I got this. I don't like long goodbyes, so that's it. We're done. No, it's not
you're getting a long goodbye.
That. Yep, this is. I mean, it's not the year long, Jane Matinere one, but it's close enough. So, Alicia says happy belated birthday to Ellie. Yes, absolutely. And Alicia also says on YouTube, oh boy, the property tax issue. There's a few legislators trying to build a case for their 2026 runs, blaming Democrats for the consequences of their votes on the new state budget. That's just not going to fly either. So, I mean, there's so many end of the year things that we're covering over the next couple of weeks. In fact, Parker can attest, I sprung a news quiz on him.
I did an end of the year
news quiz. Well, I mean, again, it was a pop quiz.
I didn't get to study. Kind of messed up at you.
No, that's, again, let me give you one example. Spoiler alert for our shows next week. Katy Perry went to outer space.
Yeah.
If you had told me that was a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have said, oh, yeah, I remember that. No, it was this year.
I did not remember that being this year.
We brought up a few different things. We're like, was that really this year? Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. So it's been, what a decade it was this year, huh?
What a decade this month.
Oh, there has been a lot, but yeah. Eventually, we are ticking the days down till the holiday break. Christmas is just 1 week away. I think I have everything. This is the point now where I go, oh no, I forgot this or that. But
yeah,
at the moment, I think I'm okay.
I am in the stage of I have ordered things. I ordered things like first week of December, and they're not here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm starting to sweat a little here, Pat.
Well, I did reach that point with a gift that I have to get somebody, and I had just the right thing in mind, and I went online to a couple of different sites. And one thing that's really frustrating is when you're browsing, there's Amazon, there's Etsy, there's, some of these other sites, and you see the item at first, and it says, will arrive Saturday or something like that. Then you go click on it. When you go click on it to actually put it in your cart, then it says, will arrive Sunday or Monday or something like that. I'm like, what? I need this. I need this now because I'm going on the road. I need to have this gift with me.
My money and I want it now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. Jim in Campbellsport. Pat, forgive me. I didn't listen to his rant. What I did hear reminded me of his COVID rants in 2020. Make him walk out and cry. Jim in Campbellsport, listening on WAUK. Jim, thank you very much for that. No, you caught more of the speech than I did, because I caught absolutely zero. I was out having a Christmas dinner with some friends and came back home, and I'm looking up social media. Saw this. Why is he screaming? Why is he shouting?
Yeah.
And you made it, what, 15 minutes, you said? It was an 18-minute speech, so you almost got through it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes.
Wow. I know. Might
be one of his shortest ones ever.
I genuinely got through 15 minutes and then thought, I cannot take another half hour of this. Yeah. So I left.
Which would have been par for the course. And in fact, a couple of the president's allies said it was a great speech because it was only 18 minutes. That's not what constitutes a great speech. It's what's in the actual speech that does it. So you're better man than I. For tuning in, or I'm a smarter man than you.
I was
going to
say, I think you're
not
smarter
tuning
than
in.
I.
either way, all right. Well, I could be at this for a while, but let's go ahead and look at some of the fact checking on this. And the only reason I bring it up is because I watched a national report on one of the TV channels this morning, And it was just infuriating, the lack of fact-checking. It's like, Trump says this, and Trump says that, and Trump says that. And like, it's that's not reporting. That's stenography, you know? And yes, it would take a while to point out everything that he got wrong. But you could start with the basics, as noted by fact-checker Daniel Dale at CNN, that inflation isn't down. You know, inflation is roughly the same as what it was when he took office. And it wasn't the worst inflation ever, not even close. And he knows that. And he's still telling the lie about, you know, gas being $1.99 a gallon when the national average is $2.91. He again used the misleading claim about Thanksgiving dinner prices, comparing apples to oranges in terms of the size of the items and the number of items that are in there. Trump said there has been $18 trillion in investment in the U.S. so far. That number was pulled out of a butt someplace, because even the White House's own website says it's been about $9 trillion in investment. So he doubled that. But even the $9 trillion includes commitments that were made during the Biden administration that are just coming to fruition now. He again repeated his false claim that he had ended 8 wars this year. Some of those places he said are no longer at war are, in fact, still at war. He, again, wildly inflated the figures on undocumented immigrants. He, again, repeated his false claim that there will be no tax on Social Security through his big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill. He, again, claimed that crime was at record levels under Joe Biden. It was not. On and on it goes. And again, all I ask is that the national media covering this just don't do stenography. That's it. And you know what? Correcting the record does not make you partisan. He might hate it, but it doesn't make it partisan. In Congress, a discharge petition is an extremely rare tool. A majority of members of any party can sign it and force a full vote on a matter, even if the leadership wants to keep it bottled up. But now, for the fourth time, House Speaker Mike Johnson has had his hand forced by members of his own party, joining along with Democrats, this time to allow an up or down vote on resurrecting the tax credits that helped keep health insurance affordable for 20 million Americans. It's only the latest sign of economic dysfunction from Republican lawmakers and a president. And if you head over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, you'll see my new article there posted yesterday with all of the latest numbers on the Wisconsin economy. For example, the average family is paying $671 more in 2025 for the same goods and services as 2024. Despite Trump promising inflation would be in full retreat by August, last August. The median income Wisconsin family will lose a combined $1,060 a year from Trump's trade war tariffs and the effects of the mega bill. You've got, of course, the big health insurance price hikes that are going up. You've got many of the people on SNAP benefits losing those benefits, all while that man is having some fun turning the White House into rubble and holding Great Gatsby parties and building a gilded ballroom. We need a break. Let's talk about what is happening for fun in Wisconsin this coming weekend. Sharita Booker tells us more in a bit. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, here we go. Last dance, last chance to hear from Sharita Booker, our social media manager, talking about some events that you can take place around Wisconsin, events you could go to around Wisconsin this weekend. Sharita, hello.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. We're in the home stretch here, and can't wait to see what all we got planned for 2026. But I really appreciate you joining us on these Thursday mornings to talk about some weekend events. People really like hearing about these.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. And I guess we'll have to find another way to figure out how to update people on the weekend events.
I think that'll be one of our little video assignments. We'll just put that up on, every week over on the Up North News Facebook page or something. So I don't know. Stay tuned for coming attractions. But for one more time on the radio, let's pick out three events that people can go to. And I got a bone to pick with this first one here. It's called Cave and Cocktails. The bone I have to pick has nothing to do with the cave or the cocktails, but tell folks about the event.
So if you're looking for something different to do this weekend, this Friday, you can check out Cave and Cocktails, which is a new concert series at Cave of the Mounds in Blue Mounds. It's a happy hour underground with live local music from Corey Hart. And the night includes a guided cave tour, a drink, and light appetizers. Tickets are $40, and you can grab those at caveofthemounds.com.
But no, not that Corey Hart. Because right away, I jumped into this. I'm like, wait a minute. Corey Hart is doing Cave and Cocktails at Cave of the Mounds? And it says on the site there, Corey Hart. You're thinking the guy that does sunglasses at night.
Oh, okay. See, I thought Corey Hart was, I remember a Corey Hart from the Brewers, right?
There's also a Corey Hart from the Brewers. It is neither one of them. It is a guy, I went to his website. His name is Corey, Corey, and he goes by Corey Matthew Hart. Now, Corey Matthew Hart has some very interesting music here. It's very sweet, but it's not that Corey Hart, even though that's what it says on the event webpage. So just be aware, this sounds like a great event. Like you said, cocktails in a cave, great environment and everything else. But when you see that Corey Hart is playing on Friday, not that Corey Hart, just a word to the wise. People showing up there with their autographed books thinking they're going to see a former Milwaukee Brewer there or the guy that had that song 30 years ago. Right. No.
Everyone's confused.
Corey Matthew Hart, who is now on notice, he should probably pick a show business name, a new stage name or something like that. Anyway, so having set the record straight on that, let's go to our next event coming up on the weekend. This one's on Sunday in Milwaukee.
Yep, so if you still need to get some holiday shopping in, Milwaukee Makers Market is hosting its official holiday market this Sunday at Discovery World. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and admission to the market is free. You'll find more than 50 local artists, makers, and bakers selling everything from jewelry and ceramics to candles, leather goods, and clothing, all made right here in Milwaukee. The market is set up inside Discovery World's pavilion, so it's all indoors. Just know that general admission still applies if you want to explore the full museum or aquarium. And the market is one of the longest running small markets in the city, and it's a good chance to support local businesses while finishing up your holiday shopping. For more information on that, visit MilwaukeeMakersMarket.com.
And again, don't let this one fool you, because when I saw Milwaukee Makers Market, the bourbon lover in me was like, wait, does this have something to do with Maker's Mark, the bourbon? No. It's Milwaukee Makers Market, market.com. Go there. Again, great event. Just want to make sure everybody's all set to go on this one. Our final event celebrates the winter solstice, which takes place on Sunday morning at about 9 a.m. Sunday morning Central Time. This is an event, though, that takes place a little bit later on in the day.
Yep. And this event is held by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and it'll be held at Whitefish Dunes State Park in Door County. And the winter solstice marks the shortest day and longest night of the year, and it also signals the gradual return of longer days. The event runs from 4 to 6 p.m. and includes a sunset hike along the beach. And after the hike, there will be a fire, hot cider, and just time to reflect on the past year and the one ahead at the picnic shelter. Costumes and light-up attire are welcome, and pets are allowed. I don't know the relevance of the costumes. I should do some research on that.
That's probably some kind of pagan tradition or something to create the solstice. I don't know. Maybe if everybody just brings sunglasses, they can dress up like Corey Hart. I don't know. I'm mixing up the events here. People can find out more through the DNR, I would imagine.
Yes. And if you go there, don't forget a state park vehicle sticker is still required.
Yes. Okay. So there you go. We're going to mark that. And then that always makes me happy, because the days do get longer after that, bit by bit. So we are almost to that point, the shortest day of the year, things get a little better, things get a little brighter moving forward. Well, Sherita, we're done here on the radio. Obviously, we're working together every day at Up North News moving forward, but just here for the purposes of this lovely program, thank you for being so wonderful. Have a great Christmas, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on.
You too, Pat. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sherita. Appreciate it so much. Let's see. It is 6:28 right now, so we've got time for just one quick other note that's in the news about Wisconsin Eye going dark. Recall we had John Henkes on from Wisconsin Eye earlier in the week, and there is now a new bill put forward by a couple of Democrats that would create an Office of the Public Affairs Network within the Wisconsin Department of Administration tasked with providing unedited live video and audio coverage of government proceedings. It got me wondering. I took a look through, and there are several examples of state-based channels that cover state government: Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Texas, among them, all with different types of business models. And the point that I had made before is that it seems like Wisconsin Eye has more than established itself for being independent and beyond political meddling, and has earned the support of state resources rather than coverage of state government relying on the whims of charities. All right, looking ahead to today's history lesson that's coming up, what do we got in there? Oh, that's right, I've got the Grinch and DMX and more. And I swear it's not DMX singing the Grinch, but you never know. You got to stick around for the history lesson. That's coming up after the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
So welcome to today's history lesson, which starts with a car conversation with me and Sherry yesterday. I mentioned we were going out to dinner last night.
Yeah.
And on the way out to dinner, we heard somebody doing All I Want for Christmas Is You, but it was not Mariah Carey.
Okay.
And then on the way back from dinner, we heard somebody else doing All I Want for Christmas Is You,
okay,
not Mariah Carey. And we both agreed, like, there's just some songs where it's like, nope, cut it off. Nobody else gets to do it. That's Mariah Carey's song.
You want
you're
no
not,
covers of
this. Okay. No, you're not going to. Same goes here for Thurl Ravenscroft's You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
39 and a half foot pole.
How are you going to top that? You're not. Boris Karloff supplied the voice of the Grinch. It premiered on CBS on this day in 1966. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas from Dr. Seuss 59 years ago debuted on TV. And it's the perfect song for this.
It is a really wonderful song.
I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Let's see. I think we came up with one or two other ones, and it's just, again, just let them have it. You know, come up with other Christmas songs. That's okay, you know. This next history lesson item, I did not think I'd still be saying in the year of our Lord 2025. Keith Richards is still with us, and today had another birthday. Keith Richards is 82 years old today.
Attaboy.
Now, to be clear, he's starting to feel 82 because this week, the Rolling Stones announced that they have canceled plans for a 2026 stadium tour of the UK and Europe. A source close to the band confirmed this to Variety, following reports that Keith Richards was unable to, quote, commit to it. Well, he's you got know why Keith Richards on. Couldn't commit to it? Because he's 82 years old today.
No.
He's 82 today.
No, Pat. It's because he's busy. He's got a lot going on. He had to do
he's
another
busy.
Concert
those,
series.
Those drugs aren't going to take themselves. No. And he's still here. There you go. Here's another nice seasonal one. On this day in 1892 was the premiere of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. The premiere took place in St. Petersburg, Russia, a classical two-part ballet set on Christmas Eve at the foot of a Christmas tree in a child's imagination, featuring a life-size nutcracker doll, which might explain why I've never really seen this thing from top to bottom, because that would just wig me out.
I think I've only heard this. I think that's all the Nutcracker I remember.
No, you've heard Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. There's like three songs that we've all
yes.
heard.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But then all the stuff in between, you'd have to actually attend it. And so it's on my to-do list. Maybe in retirement. We'll see.
Yeah.
On this day in 2019, 6 years ago today, the United States House of Representatives impeached Donald Trump for the first time, I hasten to add, for using military aid to blackmail Ukraine's leader to get him to make stuff up about Joe Biden. And Republicans let him skate on that. On this day in 1961, the number one song was by a group called The Tokens. All right, you may all weemawep now at your leisure. The Lion Sleeps Tonight was the number one song this day, 64 years ago, by The Tokens. Actor Brad Pitt is 62 years old today. This is also the anniversary of the birth of DMX, born Earl Simmons, this day in 1970. I suppose this is the part where we usually turn it down in case we accidentally didn't grab the clean version of something. But DMX passed away 4 years ago at the age of 50, was born this day 55 years ago. I mentioned going into the break, DMX maybe doing the Grinch or something like that. Wouldn't that make an interesting crossover? And Alicia put in the comment section on YouTube, that DMX and the Grinch thing reminded me, I searched for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's version of Carol of the Bells, my favorite Christmas song, and I ended up with a playlist of all the different versions of Carol of the Bells and loved it. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. If you happen to like a song and there isn't the one signature version, as we mentioned earlier, and want to hear different versions, YouTube will let you do that.
Yeah, it's the reverse.
And with AI now, we probably could get DMX singing the Grinch song, you know.
We could, but do we want that?
I don't. DMX got a very unique voice. That might actually be pretty interesting. She also puts up, do you remember the other day I mentioned my dad changed the words to Blue Christmas? Yes. He also changed the words to The Lion Sleeps Tonight to, because this is Alicia writing in, Alicia Witz. So her dad would sing, Alicia Witz, Alicia Witz, Alicia Witz.
Wow.
That sounds like a great dad. I'm digging this. Did you grab this one particular quote from Ron White, whose birthday is today?
I did.
One of my very favorite comedians, Ron White, makes a lot of songs about drinking. So, be warned about that. And so many lines I'm gonna try to repeat, but I'm gonna say at least one. Let him say at least one of them after getting into a bar fight and them calling the cops.
Cops showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability.
I love that. He's some of my favorite lines. I've drank so much in my life. Now on the back of my driver's license, there's a list of organs that I need. My uncle goes, son, you're never going to find the answers to your problems in the bottom of that bottle. And I said, I know. That's why I'm going to buy another one. He said, anything has the potential to become a DUI checkpoint if you crash your car into it. And if you've never heard his small plane flight story, says, somebody said to the pilot, hey, man, if one of these engines falls off, how far will the other engine take us? And the pilot responds, all the way to the scene of the crash. Ron White has a birthday today. He is 69 years old. Christina Aguilera has a birthday today. She turns 45. Former Mouseketeer, along with so many other former modern-day Mouseketeers who then made it big on their own. What a Girl Wants, Beautiful, Genie in a Bottle, Fighter. At the age of 19, she won the Grammy for Best New Artist and has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. On this day in 2018, a meteor exploded over the Bering Sea, way up north, with a force 10 times greater than the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima in 1945. That was a big old blast, and we were lucky it happened where it did.
I was going to say, I have zero recollection of that, but I'm glad that it wasn't anywhere near me.
That's probably why, because, yeah, thankfully it was way far away. And finally, happy birthday to Billie Eilish. She is 24 today. I know supposedly I'm lonely now. No, I'm supposed to be unhappy without someone. So Billie Eilish has a very unique style, a very interesting, very entertaining style for a lot of people. The question I'd ask about her is kind of what you could have asked about Christina Aguilera and others. How do you modify that style just enough so that you don't get pigeonholed? Like, is Billie Eilish, are you going to say every song by Billie Eilish sounds the same? And is she going to demonstrate ongoing range as the years go by? So far, it's worked out just fine for her. 9 Grammy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, and oh, by the way, 2 Academy Awards. 2 Oscars for Billie Eilish, who turns 24 today.
Not bad. She's done more than I have in my life.
I was
going
to say,
that.
Ellie Bordeaux turned 24 yesterday, and I just want to call her up right now and go, you feeling okay about this? Because, I mean, I'm 61, and I'm not going to get anything close to this, you know?
No, you could be the governor of Wisconsin, Pat. Remember.
Oh, don't start this again. No, 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 no.
Come on.
Let us turn to the National Day Calendar. What's happening there?
On the National Day Calendar, Pat, it is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. If you are like me and you did not remember how Buddy the Elf answers the phone.
You remember? Oh, play
no,
it.
No, I did not remember. So, for those who don't remember, here you go.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello? Hello?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Can you imagine if you answered our callers like that when they called in to screen them? Parker here, what's your favorite color? That could be our question of the day.
There you go.
No.
That'll
be a great show. Hi, caller, you're on. Blue, click. Hi, caller, you're on. Green, click. All right. If you want to answer the phone like Buddy the Elf, by all means, go for it. Just don't be surprised if, like in the movie, the caller goes, and hangs up. Okay?
Click.
All right. What else we got on the calendar today?
We've also got National Bake Cookies Day.
Bake Cookies Day. I love to bake cookies.
Sir, I was frosting cookies yesterday.
You were frosting the cookies? Now, do you bake cookies? Have you made cookies?
I cannot say I'm a big baking guy, no.
You cannot say you're a big baking guy.
The
question was, have you ever baked cookies?
I have probably participated in baking cookies.
So
I have not done so on
your
my own. On my
initiated
own,
initiated
no.
The process of looking at the package on the back of a bag of chocolate chips, because you can read, and put things into a bowl and make the cookies, and it has never occurred to you to seize the initiative, and that way when your mom comes home, there's freshly baked cookies for her.
Now, see, Pat, I'm a very content man.
Clearly, you're living with mom. She's making the cookies for you. No wonder you're parked outside and she's in the garage. If you ever want to get that garage spot, Parker,
dude,
you're going to have to make her some cookies.
This morning when I left, I couldn't remember if I closed the garage door or not, so I had to go back and turn around to make sure I closed it.
Hey.
It was closed. I just wasted my time.
Welcome to adulthood. It only gets crazier from here. Let's see. I think there's one more calendar item.
Yes, we have also got Crime Junkie Day. You're big into
we
like,
know
crime.
Several crime junkies. Not that they're criminals, but that the, watching the crime shows, the you know the murder shows.
Sure.
How to Catch a Murderer. Or a Dateline.
Mom's big into
and all
that.
Those others. Are who is your
mom? Is.
You are.
Mom
Mom's
is.
Big into that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, she's probably. Thinking of ways to hide your body when you finally don't make her any cookies and she snaps, you know.
You're getting me really worried about this cookies thing, Pat.
I'm saying you're a young man now who has the ability to do something new and surprising for the first time. And whether it's your mom or Christmas dinner or whatever the case may be, I think showing a little initiative would be wonderful. Especially when they come out a little overdone and you go, hey, I tried, okay?
I did burn the hell out of peanut brittle one time.
Okay. I now retract everything I said about you being able to make some cookies. Just leave it to mom. We got it from here. All right. Plenty ahead coming up here on this Thursday morning, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network, including Joseph Pecky, Chad Holmes, Sean O'Malley, and more. We'll be back. I'll see you in a couple.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Civic is our phone number, 855-752-4842. You can use the Civic Media app to call or text or leave a voice note for the show as well. Ted from Appleton is on the line right now. Ted, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I got a question for you. When
yes,
are
sir.
The signs for Pat for Governor coming out? I want to get one.
Jeez. Parker, did you set this up?
No, I may have instant it.
No.
But okay. Hey, he's
also, on. Also, I want to just say the short time that I've been listening to you this summer, I'm going to miss you. I really enjoyed your show. I mean,
thank you. It does underscore the point that you've only been listening for a short time. I just haven't worn you out yet, but you know,
you got to leave
them wanting more, right?
Yeah, I mean, all my shows that I really liked this summer, they're disappearing on me, and I'm disappointed in with Civic Media about that, but, you know, it is what it is. And,
yep, it'll be a new year, yep.
I really, really did enjoy your show here, sir.
Ted, thank you very much. I do deeply appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to call, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Oh, yeah, I'm pushing snow piles, so, you know, I'm having a blast here.
Yeah, I know. We're all living the dream up here on the tundra. All right, thanks, Ted. Have a great day.
Yeah, you
all
bet.
Right. Good to hear from you. That was very kind. And Alicia says on YouTube, hey, I've been listening since late 2023, and I love your show. So we haven't worn out Alicia yet either, which is very kind. Civic Media is going to be doing all kinds of new things. In fact, if you look at your Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, you'll see the next thing that they're doing. They have purchased a newspaper and radio station in Milwaukee. The story here in the Journal Sentinel, Civic Media is acquiring the state's first black-owned radio station and its sister newspaper. The Civic Media announced it's adding WNOV. 860 AM, 106.5 FM, based out of Milwaukee, and the weekly Milwaukee Courier newspaper, taking over operations on January 1st. Dr. Gerald Jones founded the newspaper in 1964 and had been its president for over 60 years before passing away earlier this year at the age of 85. His company bought WNOV in 1972, making it the first black-owned radio station in Wisconsin, one of 30 in the United States. He added the Madison Times, a black newspaper in Madison, in 2013. Jones's daughter, Mary Ellen, says she and her brother will consult and assist with the transition. And there's also a quote in here from our friend Earl Ingram, Civic Media's longtime talk show host, podcast host. And he says, this transition marks a new beginning for a longstanding Milwaukee institution, allowing it to remain a beacon in the city's Black community. Earl told the Journal Sentinel, many of the staples of the station will remain, and a fresh new outlook, including a mix of young and old voices, will power it into a renewed community-centered platform. This is the same Civic Media that recently added stations in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and in Ely, Minnesota, and other places. And I am very proud to be associated with a network that is, for lack of a better term, resurrecting local radio in some of these communities. And let's make clear, Civic Media did not get into this to be the lefty network, you know, the liberal network of Wisconsin. They went to bring in products, radio products, that people haven't heard in the better part of forever. There was a lot of syndicated, you know, country music, DJs that, you know, were in Hollywood someplace and couldn't find Wisconsin on a map. And now you've got music stations that are doing well with local voices. You've got AM stations with local news and local voices. And you have statewide talk shows like these. Now, I don't know the future of the statewide talk shows. I know their commitment to local news and local programming, and I think that's great, especially when you contrast it to something else that I've seen in the news here. And Roger from Stevens Point puts it up on Facebook. Cumulus Media, one of the big behemoths in broadcasting, announced yesterday they are shutting down one of Wisconsin's heritage AM signals on December 31st. WNAM 1280 has been serving the Fox Cities, Oshkosh, and Green Bay for nearly 80 years. Cumulus has shut down 20 other stations this year. I'm just going to put in here quickly, how many radio stations does Cumulus own? More than 400. More than 400 radio stations across 84 markets. That just shouldn't be. I'm sorry. When I grew up, the rules were a lot more restrictive. You could only own 7 AM stations, 7 FM stations, and 7 TV stations, and that was it. That was the limit. And then the limits were lifted after that, and it's been all corporatized ever since. And now I'm seeing these ads on local TV stations from the National Association of Broadcasters saying, well, we need to change the rules so that, you know, big tech doesn't run everything. And I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. Yes. What is it that the broadcasters want so that big tech doesn't run anything? What they want is to loosen up the rules so that broadcast companies can own even more stations than they can own right now. How's that going to improve your local programming? It's not. It just turns your radio and TV stations into a printing press, you know, for the corporate owners. So if you can have local ownership, or at least state and regional ownership like you have here, there's a reason why folks have been tuning into these stations. And I appreciate that you're tuning into these shows and some of the other shows that we've had over time. There will be more shows after that, because that's the nature of radio. Radio has some folks that are around for a long time, you know, like a Jane Matinere. But even Jane Matinere has worked at how many stations during her career? And then other shows that come and go, and you give them all a try without letting things get stale. God knows Jane never got stale. That's why she had a 40-plus year career in radio, because people like you appreciate people like her and shows like this. So while we're moving on to other things here, Civic Media is going to continue to grow while keeping that hometown commitment. And that's something that ought to be saluted, and I, for one, do. And I'm very happy about their purchase of WNOV in Milwaukee. Sean O'Malley is going to talk about your money and the markets and what it is the president was trying to say about the economy in that ranting speech last night. That's all coming up after the news. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.